RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What's the dumbest Cowboys take you had this year? 877-881-1053. Could go back to the offseason. Could be at some point in the middle of the season. Could be in the last couple of weeks as we close down the season and the calendar year. What is the dumbest Cowboys take you had? 877-881-1053. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation here on a Monday as we inch closer and closer to the new year. Brian Broaddus, Super Bowl champion. I'm Eric Chiafalo, and we got Lucius Alexander. Hanging out, we'll have Ian Fitzsimmons talking college football at 4 o'clock. Looking forward to that. Broaddus, anything coming to mind?
Absolutely, yeah. I said I would play Miles Sanders in blue over Williams because I just didn't think that Williams had the explosiveness to play. I thought the pass blocking stuff has turned out really good.
Yes.
But I thought he would just be like a third down back only. So I would have played. I would have played Sanders and Blue over him is what I was thinking initially this summer. I'm going to have to say that any kind of positivity that and I guess there's some of that with anything I said about Matt Eberflus. I think about him.
Any good syllable that left your mouth.
Remember
about
when
Eberflus.
Matt Eberflus? We were broadcasting
at the Star.
At the Star. When Matt Eberflus and I ran into Matt, and I was happy that he was here. And I
got his number. You gave him a hug. I thought you gave him an attaboy butt slap on the way back
all
in.
All that stuff. And everything that I thought about Matt Eberflus actually was not good. It just didn't work out. So, sorry it didn't work out for him. I think that he, much like Mike Nolan, he's probably going to be shown the door 3 or 4 days after the last game this weekend.
Should have been 3 or 4 games ago. Should be 3 or 4 seconds after the clock expires in the fourth quarter on Sunday. He should have to fly commercially home on his own dime from New York. I think there's probably plenty of people that were maybe excited about the Eberflus hire. And it didn't take long for that to really go sideways. I'm with you on the Javonte Williams stuff. I thought Jaden Blue would have emerged at some point this year. And I didn't think when they signed Javonte Williams, I'm like, okay, really? Like, I thought it was a monster downgrade just from Rico Dowdle. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Javonte Williams for proving every single one of us wrong.
He did.
Who doubted him, because he's been really solid this year. Really solid. I know that the rushing attack in general wasn't as consistent as I thought it was going to be, because you had some really nice highs and you're going, okay, Clayton Adams, sure, young offensive line, and the way Javonte Williams is running, it kind of started to peter out on you a little bit, which is disappointing. But overall, the season that Javonte Williams has had has been outstanding. Yeah. And we'll see what happens with him in the offseason. I'm sure they're going to effort to bring him back, but he's really earned the right to go ahead and get a long-term kind of deal here in free agency when his career was kind of hanging in the balance.
Yeah, I was kind of feeling too. Another one I thought about, and I was wrong about this, is Turpin as a wide receiver.
Me too.
I kind of
Me
felt
too.
Like
I got that on the list.
I kind of felt like that maybe that Turpin would be a guy that, use him as a wide receiver, do this, do that. Well, it's really affected him as a returner, which I need him for more because – we're in a situation right now. Good job by Ryan Flannoy. I didn't have any confidence in Tolbert. Didn't know Mingo. Still don't. There's two players I really don't know great. I don't know Mingo, and I don't know Logan Wilson. I don't know if either one of those guys could play. Maybe I know a little bit more that Mingo can't.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both going to be back, and here we are another season of went a whole year with Mingo, and you know he was really inactive. Well, not inactive. He was on that injured list, and it was slow to bring him back. But he hasn't done anything to make me feel really great about his roster spot right now.
No, this is Lamb, Pickens, and Flannoy.
Yeah.
And then everything after that, I mean, you know, yeah. Turpin, I think there is some level of a place for him in your offense, but I overestimated the type of impact he could really have when it comes to your offense. Like in training camp, he was one of the stars of camp.
Yeah.
If you go back to some of those Oxnard reports, a lot of it was, well, there was Turpin again today.
Yeah.
There was Turpin again today. And he's a frustrating player because it's not like he's useless in all regards. You can see, I mean, the speed element, the explosive element, it's nice to mix that in a little mm-hmm. bit. I just think we all wanted a little bit more. I expected a little bit more. So I'm with you on Turpin. I'm with you on the Javonte Williams situation and the running back room in general. 877-881-1053, our buddy Churd. His dumb takes. He thought they might sit some starters in meaningless games and position themselves a little better for the draft. Yeah, we are in the midst of that being wrong right now.
Uh-uh.
We can all be hopeful about that, but that is clearly not the case. They are desperate to get that 8-8-1 banner that they can hang somewhere around the star so that they can all feel a little bit better about themselves as they go into the offseason, despite hurting their ability to get the best possible player.
They've let Tampa jump in front of them now.
Tampa's jumped in front.
Yeah, Tampa's now they got the 13th
and
pick.
And Tampa still has a chance to make the playoffs.
Win the division. Yeah.
They haven't won a game since Halloween.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
They haven't won a game since Halloween, and they still have a chance to win the division and host a playoff game.
Yeah.
That's where the Bucs stand right now. He also thought the rushing attack would be better this year. Certainly wasn't terrible. There were some really bright moments, but yeah, you were hoping for a little bit more. And had Jaden Blue been able to get on the field, you would have had an extra element of explosiveness, but you just never got a chance to see that. Now we'll all be wondering all throughout the offseason as we get into training camp and preseason next year, what do we even have in this dude?
Anything that I said about the pass rush, I feel like I was wrong coming out of camp. And that's even, I mean, with the Micah Parsons stuff, we all had questions, but this pass rush has been non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
So anything
awful.
Yeah, anything I said that, oh no, they'll be fine. They'll, you know, and I don't know if I said much of that, but not having Micah Parsons has really hurt this pass rush.
Yeah, for sure. You have the 3-2-1. My dumbest take is I didn't think they would have the balls to trade Micah, and of course,
they did.
They got their hand forced. It took Jerry being basically just ticked off and feeling disrespected at the highest level mm-hmm. in order to do it. So you weren't totally wrong from that standpoint, but yeah, they made that happen right before the season. We'll never forget it, man. That was crazy. I thought in the preseason, I thought the offensive line, by this time of the year, we'd be talking about it being a surefire top 10 offensive line.
Yeah.
Thought they had put, you know, a lot of resources into it. I love the offensive line coach they brought in, Clayton Adams, mm-hmm. his offensive line history. It hasn't been like an unmitigated failure, but in no way do you talk about the Cowboys offensive line right now being top 10.
It's funny because last week, remember I told you I felt that Tyler Booker was the best, playing the best of all the linemen. And he goes out and gets four sacks. Has the worst game of his day. Yeah, it was just bad. Every time you talk about somebody like that, they end up playing like ass, you know?
Yeah, you kind of jinx him a little bit.
Jinx him a little bit.
Man, this guy's on fire, playing great football. Next thing you know,
he can't block.
Johnny Newton's out here having a career day.
Yeah, Johnny Newton's looking like the best defensive tackle in the draft.
What a Christmas for the Newton family.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. We'll never forget this, and we'll probably never have a day like that again. Let's see. I also thought in preseason conversations, looking ahead to the offseason, mm-hmm. which is now rapidly approaching, and we were talking about, okay, if you have the decision between paying Deron Bland or George Pickens, I went Bland.
Yeah.
Now, of course, that's before we knew Pickens was going to be this much of a monster, and before we knew that Deron Bland was just going to be terrible. But I was going, hey, you already got CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
You can find receivers much easier than you can find corners. But that has been a monster flop. In no world would anybody take Deron Bland over George Pickens right now.
Let me ask you this.
That's my one seed for awful takes.
How long are you interested in signing George Pickens for?
I would say.
Are you worried? Are you worried that you got the best?
It'll start to combust on you.
Yeah.
I think there is some of that concern. You saw elements of it this year. Like you're not going to get 17 games of him just being a total horse and locked in. But I still think that what you are getting from him is worth signing him to a deal. And
are you worried about a 5-year deal or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know that I would want to go the 5-year route. But you can always get out of these contracts. It kind of depends on how you structure it. Because Bland, what they give Bland, a 5-year deal, 4-year deal,
right?
And after next season, Bland's probably not a Cowboy unless he has a total turnaround.
Yeah.
So you could structure it in interesting ways. But I'm looking at this Dak window right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we thinking about? 3 seasons?
Probably so.
So a 3-year deal for George Pickens. Hey, George, you get back into the market and you're still
27, 28
years old. Yeah. I think he'd probably get on board with that. But does that make it harder to kind of manipulate the cap hits and things? So I guess I'm good either way on that because I want him back and I'm really trying to go all in over the course of the next couple, 2-3 years and win in this Dak window, and I think George Pickens helps you do that. But Bland over Pickens was a giant preseason total miss for me. And then Jack Sanborn.
Yeah.
I knew Kenneth Murray was not good. Why are we trading? Why are we going to pay $7 million for Kenneth Murray?
Yep.
But Jack Sanborn thought, hey, on the cheap here, he knows the Eberflus defense, think he's solid. That kind of fell flat on our face here as well.
Yeah.
So that's my personal list. 877-881-1053. Getting a lot of Turpin up in here in the 682, in the 901. We also have Jack Sanborn in the 972. Everybody kind of thought he was going to be rocking and rolling there. Getting some Elam.
Elam? Yeah, Elam. Yeah, there was some thought about Elam maybe coming in and maybe change of scenery would be good for him. But, man, they moved on from him.
Kyir Elam at corner did not work out.
No, not at all.
OTAs and mini camps, the reports, man, he's looking pretty good.
He was everywhere,
A lot of people got bit by the Elam snake. There's no doubt about it. Let's see here. We also have, Jaden Blue. Plenty of Jaden Blue thinking. Yeah. I mean, I thought he was going to be, by this point in the season, he was going to be your best back.
Could maybe be the number one back.
Yeah, thought that was going to happen. And now we don't even know what his status is moving into next season. So that's certainly disappointing. Now, we also heard from Stephen Jones today with KNC. He wants to bring Clowney back.
Mm-hmm.
You on board? I wonder what that's going to command.
Yeah.
He's had a pretty good season.
Yeah, I would like to believe that they will talk about it, but I don't think they'll get that done. Unless Clowney,
he's almost never with the same team two years in a row.
Clowney gave you everything he had to try and get a better deal somewhere else. It might be a good spot for him. You know, depending on too, if you completely change out, say you move on from Aaron White, Cotton, and others, you know, like that, is another coach going to want Clowney as the guy?
Yeah, that's the other thing. I guess, hey, what does the new defensive coordinator have to say about this?
Yeah.
But when you watch the Cowboys and you start looking at guys of, who would I still want? Who do I feel like I can get some use out of here? Who can be somewhat productive for me?
Uh-huh.
He would be one of the first guys you say. After Quinnen Williams, I think you would say Jadeveon Clowney, as sad as it is. So Stephen Jones was talking about that today, maybe wanting to bring him back. And we'll just see what the money looks like. I mean, that's always the case. And that's one of those cases where you can understand, you're not just going to give this dude the checkbook.
No.
At this stage in his career. But he has been pretty solid. What have you learned about the Brian Flores stuff with reports coming out about how, you had Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, saying in league circles The Cowboys' name has been floated around as being a team that's definitely going to be interested in the Vikings' defensive coordinator, Brian Flores, who is going to be a free agent himself.
Yeah.
So does he want to re-up with the Vikings as the defensive coordinator? We'll see what type of head coach opportunities he gets. Of course, he would jump at one of those if given the opportunity. But do you like the idea in a world where he doesn't get a head coaching job? Do you like the idea of Brian Flores, Cowboys defensive coordinator? Would that fire you up?
I'd like for them to, at least if the possibility, I say this, Josina Anderson, she's got a lot of player connections. She's got a lot of coaching connections. She was, if you go through her Twitter account, she was really, really pushing for the Giants to take a look at Brian Flores, you know, as a head coach possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that there's a relationship, you know, with the reporter and the coach. And she was saying that there's no way that Brian Flores would leave for a lateral job to go somewhere else and be a coordinator. She's saying also that Minnesota would match. So you might be negotiating.
But they don't just get like, hey, we match, so you have to take the deal. It's not like a rule like that, right? He could still make the choice.
Oh, no, he could absolutely make the choice.
Okay.
But you know, and Vach Lombardi, he and I were doing a show on DallasCowboys.com and then our show on Crown Global Media. The point he made was, if you're Brian Flores, are you going to hitch your wagon to Dak Prescott, or are you going to hitch your wagon to J.J. McCarthy? That's the point you have to look at. Like, okay,
that's a great point.
Yeah. All of a sudden, if you're in a situation where, like, you're thinking, like, okay, I've got to do – they score 30 points a game with Dak Prescott, basically. With J.J. McCarthy, I score 19. How many of these games am I going to be in where I have to completely shut somebody down?
Yeah, it's like to win with the Vikings right now, I feel like I got to have a top five defense for sure. With the Cowboys, I could be top 15.
Yeah, if people might say, well, Dallas's defense is not very good. You know, why would you go there and do that? Well, I think the thing that you have to look at is who's my quarterback and what does my offense look like? I'll figure out everything else, but Josina Anderson seemed very adamant that Brian Flores was not going to leave for a lateral job. That's her opinion. But I think that, like I said, I think Vach makes an excellent point of, like, if I'm looking at these teams as a defensive coordinator, who's got the best offense to help me, you know, and go from there.
214, my dumb mistake was believing Bobby Belt that the Cowboys would run the table after the Quinnen Williams trade. That's Tolo Saul. We also have the 817. My dumb mistake of the year was the thinking the defense was fixed after the trade deadline. I think plenty of us could join that party. 214, my dumb take, thought the defense was going to be top five this year. 903, I thought Blue and Sam Williams would have breakout years.
Yeah.
But that did not happen. 972, my bad take, I thought Tank Lawrence would be burnt out in Seattle, but he's been elite this year. Yeah, he's been awesome this year. But there's a handful of Cowboys defenders. I mean, Jordan Lewis being one of those guys, playing like the best version of himself until he just got injured with the Jags, which is unfortunate for him and for them. But he had a great year. Tank had a great year. Micah had a great year before being injured. So, unfortunately, you just can't say that about really any Dallas Cowboys defenders. And that's why Eberflus will be shown the door. All right, there it is, your C-note here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in on a Monday. Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40, but let's get you that football fix. Winners and losers from the NFL weekend next year in the Nation.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Is there a better duo than just like some hot coffee and a cold banana? Hot coffee and a cold banana, it is hitting right now at a high level. This is fantastic. Shout out to the espresso machine we got going here. Maybe I'll start acting a fool like Wolchuk did just a couple of weeks ago. Hot espresso, cold banana, you get the hot-cold combo, little bitter coffee, sweet banana. I'm trying to figure out a better duo right now.
I like it, man. It activates the bowels, too, so watch what you're doing. But hell yeah, that's a good combo.
Yeah, actually, that's a good warning right there. If I get up and run, Broadus, take over, okay? Man, the controls.
Lucius, you're really agreeing on that?
Yeah. I'm with that.
Okay, Mr. Powder Donuts and Coors Light.
It's got the potassium in it. Your heart's already pumping from the coffee. Yeah. You need that.
Hitting this right now, it's so good.
That is the last combination I would ever think would be tasting good.
It is on fire right now. Really appreciate the cold banana. Cold banana out of the fridge with the hot coffee.
I would appreciate an ice machine if we could get one in this place.
Yeah, I know you would. I know you would.
I think there was actually there's a listener, and he reached out to me, and said, "Hey, I tried to deliver you guys an ice machine, and I couldn't get it there. Nobody was here or something? No, we would pick up
that's a bummer, bro.
Yeah, he had an ice machine.
That's not something you try twice either. It's like,
what I'm saying. We used to have one of the best ice machines in the league over there at the other place, and now it's...
Yeah, you had that almost that Sonic feel to
that
ice.
We got a lot of stuff going on in our kitchen, don't get me wrong.
But no ice.
But no ice.
At all.
And I'm not a coffee drinker or... Hot tea, banana, whatever you got working over there. That's weird.
Thank you.
That's just such a weird... Your food combinations, I do appreciate the Slim Jims you eat, though.
Hey, those things are on point, aren't they?
That was a great...
Crushed that bag already.
I got several in my bag left still, but it is... When you forget to eat,
having
one of those are not bad.
Little Slim Jim in the pocket.
Yeah. But I wanted to call it something else, and I was afraid it would, when you call it that, it always...
Oh, you were about to go meat stick on me, weren't you?
Beef stick.
Beef stick's better than meat stick.
Yeah.
All right, let's get you a football fix. Krusty's Corner in about 12 minutes if you have been injured in a car or truck wreck. Go ahead and call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333 with Frankel and Frankel. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Now it is time for the fix.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we gonna use these for?
Intimidation.
I gotta get my fix, man.
Where do we start? Couple teams still alive with the Steelers going into Cleveland and finding a way to put up a measly 6 points. And they lose 13-6. Shedeur Sanders, a buck 86 and a touchdown. And the Steelers offense was just constipated. Couldn't do anything. The DK Metcalf not being on the field.
That hurt a lot.
That hurt.
Yeah, it hurt a lot.
That hurt. And the game plan. Everyone was talking about how the Steelers' main goal was not to wrap up the division and secure the playoff spot.
No.
Their goal was to make sure that Myles Garrett did not break the NFL sack record versus Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers.
Not on their watch, huh?
Not on their watch. Just like the Cowboys want to have that 8-8-1 banner somewhere, the Steelers want the we didn't give up the all-time sack record banner more than they want the division win banner. So they sit at 9-7 right now, and it'll be an all-the-marbles win-or-go-home game. Steelers and Ravens Sunday Night Football. That's what we will be getting. Will Lamar Jackson play? We'll find out. We will find out. Tyler Huntley looks like he can step in and get it done. Now, this was Myles Garrett after the game, And he lent voice to it. He was like, man, they didn't really want to win. They just wanted to stop me.
To an extent, I feel like they were more worried about keeping me away from Aaron than, you know, getting the win. And I think that's what came back to bite them. So, you know, they'll have to, you know, fight it out with Baltimore next week. But I'm just proud of the guys for fighting and getting this win. That's the main thing. And I'm always going to keep it that.
Always going to keep it the main thing.
Yep.
Go to Cleveland to win. That's what we always say. Now, the insane stat that I see from Doug Clawson here, the Steelers are winless. They are 0-4-1 in their past five games versus teams entering eight or more games below 500. That ties the longest streak in NFL history. This goes back to 2020, where they lost to the 2-10-1 Bengals. They tied in 2021 to the winless Lions. In 2023, they lost to the 2-10 Cardinals. They also lost to the 2-10 Patriots that year, and now they have lost to the 3-12 Browns. So, really inexcusable. And there was a all-time punt decision that is being ridiculed right now, where Mike Tomlin was just he was not interested in going for 4th-and-5 on the Cleveland 46-yard line with under 10 minutes to go in the game. They were trailing 6-10. The surrender index ranks in the 99.5 percentile of cowardly punts of the season and the 98th percentile of all punts since 1999.
So you're saying 4th-and-5 on the Cleveland 46? Is that what you said?
Yeah, with under 10 minutes to
go. Yeah, 9:51 left in the fourth. Go for it by 3.6%. He elected to punt. Yeah, go for it was 31.9. Field goal actually was 21.4 on that one. But yeah, he elected to punt it.
You just went and just punted that thing away.
Yeah.
We're not going to give Myles Garrett another chance on fourth down, obvious passing situation, to go ahead and get the sack record. So now we'll see who will win that division.
Well, he was in a situation. Jeez. He was in a situation where he went for it 4th-and-1, fail. He went for it on 4th-and-10. That was a fail.
Was that at the end of the game?
Yeah, that was end of the game.
When you have no choice.
He went for it on 4th-and-6.
See, that's what happens. You get scared of 4th-and-5, and then you're forced into a 4th-and-10 later on in the game.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Every fourth down situation I believe he had, he had a punt. He had a go for it and a fail. He had several of these where they were punts, but he went for it and failed. Like three of those where they went for it and failed. So maybe he got a little
Couldn't trust the offense.
Couldn't trust the offense at all.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't do much yesterday. The Browns' defense is good, we know that. But putting up 6 points in a game that can go ahead and secure your spot in the postseason, really, really unfortunate stuff right there from the Steelers' standpoint. Same neck of the woods, get the Eagles getting the victory. How unlikable is Nick Sirianni?
Very.
After the game, screaming
in the
tunnel.
He's always screaming in the tunnel. After the fact. He's always screaming after the fact.
And you can see A.J. Brown just kind of giving him the eye roll, like, really? Right. You're going to do this right now? Yeah, how lucky we just got? We almost surrendered a 13-0 lead.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for Josh Allen just inexplicably missing the wide-open receiver, they go for two and they make it. Or, heck, if they just don't get the extra point block. Yeah. Situation, they go ahead and win that thing at the end of the game.
Philadelphia's been lucky all year.
Yeah.
Well, they've been in a lot of these games. You know, like, go back to the Rams game. Damn, blocked not one field goal, blocked two field goals. You know, they've had a lot of these games where they should have come away with a loss, and they haven't. So
the 2025 Philadelphia Eagles are the first team since 1987. To win multiple games in a season in which they didn't complete a second half pass.
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, all they were doing in the second half was just run, 3rd-and-7. Jalen Hurts, can you make a play?
Yeah.
And he couldn't. 0-for-7. I mean, Hurts is the first quarterback in the play-by-play era to go 0-for-7 or worse in multiple games in a season. And, I mean, 10 games this year where a team had fewer than 5 passing yards and a half, and the Eagles have 3 of them. And they won all 3 of those games. I tell you, the Eagles' defense was flying around yesterday, though. I know Josh Allen's a little banged up, but man, they are that Jalen Phillips trade. Mm. That is That is really paying off.
Yeah, Jalen Phillips.
And that'll be a guy we'll see. Maybe, yeah. I mean, we talk about Trey Hendrickson as a free agent edge rusher. If Jalen Phillips is not going to get tagged in filthy, I'd be looking at that dude.
Yeah. How about this one? Hurts was 6 of 16 versus no blitz yesterday for 47 yards. Average of 2.9 per completion. How about this one? He was 5 of 17 when he had to hold the ball more than 2.5 seconds.
Wow. Yeah, it was ugly, and the weather was nasty. There's no question about it. But if I'm an Eagles fan, I am stressing about how this offense looks.
1 of 7 outside the tackle box, 5 of 11 on outbreaking routes, 2 of 8 under pressure. It's amazing. He had 5 throwaways in the game yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really ugly performance. How about the 214? Please tell me you guys don't really believe the Steelers' main goal was to keep Garrett from breaking the record against them instead of trying to win. I mean, we're being a little bit tongue-in-cheek here, but the proof is pretty much in the pudding. If you want to look at the numbers and the way they went about their offense in a game where they scored 6 points, it's pretty damning. I mean, they chipped Myles Garrett on 41% of his pass rush snaps. It's the 8th highest rate for an edge in a game this season.
Yeah.
And Garrett, on the snaps that he wasn't, there was 23 pass rush snaps where he wasn't chipped. The Steelers either ran quick game or rolled away from Garrett on 17 of those 23 snaps. So they dropped back 6 times without chipping him or rolling away from him or just throwing basically a screen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the game plan. And I get it. Like, I understand, hey, we don't want Myles Garrett to wreck the game for us. I understand that. But it clearly doesn't work when you're scoring 6 points. Just, it's not working. So at what point do you maybe pivot from that and try something a little bit different? Even Myles Garrett, we just played the sound of him there. So yeah, they clearly just wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to do anything, and it made the rest of their offense awful. They could do nothing yesterday. All right, there's your football fix here in the G-Bag Nation. Coming up next, it's time for Krusty's Corner.
Yeah, I got some questions for Eric about this Dallas Cowboys team. We'll do them next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Thank you, Lucius. All right, we will talk college football playoff with Ian Fitzsimmons of ESPN coming up in 15 minutes. But right now it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That's greystone-roofing.com.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate that. Thank you to Greystone as well. Just got a text from Ian. He's with the Alabama coaches right now, so he's looking at maybe a 420 with us, if that's okay. I know it's on the schedule as a big board report with me and stuff. We got some draft talk we can do there.
Yeah, let's do a Brian Broaddus big board report, aka ask Broaddus all the draft questions
at 4 o'clock.
We will do that at 4 o'clock. Okay, 877-881-1053. Then we'll hit college football with Ian Fitzsimmons at 4:20.
There you go. That'd be great. Well, he's without the Alabama coaches right now, and he's having trouble getting away from them. So
no problem, dude. Here we are. Get on the board. Do that to you.
Here we are. It's going to be nice to talk to Ian. Like I say, he's been doing the sideline, the radio and they've been doing some TV work too. They've been putting him on some of these broadcasts. So
I love talking with Ian, man.
Looking forward to getting back with Ian. I had a Tolo ask me this question, Eric, and I was interested if you were interested in it. Well, and I'm interested if the people would text in, and it's one of those sign, tag, let walk questions. And it was interesting because I asked Votch this question this morning, and his answer surprised me, what he said. But I'm going to ask you this question. I'm going to give you three players.
Okay.
It's going to be the sign, tag, or walk.
Okay, so this is like the Mary F. Kill.
Yeah, exactly. The three players are Pickens, Williams, Aubrey.
Okay.
So it was sign, tag, walk. It's Williams, a runner.
Yeah.
Pickens, a receiver. And Aubrey, the kicker.
Okay. So I think.
And by the way, the tag for a kicker.
Yeah. What is that?
$6.4 million.
Okay. That's good to know. Because I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
All right. That's the tag for Aubrey.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sign Pickens.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tag Aubrey.
Uh-huh.
And I'll let Williams walk.
All right, let me ask you this. Are you letting Williams walk because you feel good about the offensive line and the scheme and the coaches and that you can maybe plug somebody else in and get 1,200 yards rushing? Or is it that you have that kind of disdain, I'll use the word disdain, for running backs and paying running backs?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
So
it's,
this wasn't a hard one for you then because of the running back.
Yeah, I think that's just the ultimate. That's the easiest way to go for me is, can I find a running back that can do similar to what Javonte Williams just did? I think I can. And the wear and tear on these guys is legit. So that's why I would let Williams walk. Now, there's a part of me that would maybe do it with Aubrey. Because let's not fool ourselves. It's still a kicker.
Okay.
And he didn't prove to just be totally nails time and time again. Like he started to miss a fair share.
Okay.
So, I mean, that would be the other one, would be basically tag Javonte and let Aubrey walk. But I'm signing Pickens because Pickens is he's a bona fide super beast.
Okay. See, and Votch did the same thing. He was
letting Aubrey walk?
He let Aubrey walk, and I'm wondering, is the let Aubrey walk because maybe the last several weeks you've seen Aubrey miss field goals? Are we up to that now?
I mean, that plays into it. It's not like, hey, dude, you're talking about a guy that just literally never misses. He's missed some, and it's not just, oh, it was 65 yards, you're going to miss some.
Yeah.
He's missed some that were a little bit surprising. And there's also some element to the play calling and the crutch of Aubrey where it's like too much of a security blanket, I think, for Schottenheimer. You get around midfield and the offense starts to sputter a little bit. Oh, we're fine. We can kick a 59-yard field goal.
Right.
And you get too in love with that. Now, there is a weapon element to Aubrey when you're using it the right way. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's, oh, my gosh, you can't live without a kicker. There's almost never an instance where I will feel about a kicker. Like, you just can't let this guy go.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's not fun when we're sitting there in Oxnard and balls are ricocheting off the crowd's heads. We've been there before.
We have been there.
So you can't just neglect it. Same with running back. Like, I can say all I want about how it's relatively easy to find a running back.
Right.
But we've seen this team not have any.
Yeah.
Because they just didn't. They misevaluated at a high level. Uh-huh. But still, when you look at all the other positions, I can relatively easier find a running back. I can relatively easier find a kicker, but you don't just find a George Pickens.
Yeah. I agree with you about the George Pickens part. I had more of a pause about the kicker because I was from an era here in Dallas where Steve Hoffman was a coach. And I always used to say this, I never had to evaluate a kicker in 6 years when I was here. Hoffman would go to like Home Depot or Lowe's or, you know,
he just had an eye for it.
He'd have like 10 guys he'd see walking around with orange aprons on or whatever, and he would say, "Hey, we're having a tryout at Texas Stadium. Why don't you come on out?" And then that guy was Billy Cundiff or Tim Cedar. It was crazy how he'd always go and find a kicker in that. But I wonder if that – see, the thing about it is, and Vach made this point, he was saying that we, you know, that you have Aubrey there to kick, like, potentially the 70-yard field goal, but you don't kick the 70-yard field goal. You know, it's that kind of that, and you're talking about a crutch, but, like, you would keep him around. I argued with him that, like, what about the Giants game, bro? What about...
Yeah, the Giants game.
What about that ability to get to the midfield stripe and go win a football game?
Right.
Or tie a football game. And
yeah.
Isn't that that's
there's
not,
value there. But, there's definitely value there.
But not $6.4 million worth of value for you? You committed $7 million to Murray.
Yeah, but look how that handicapped you.
Yeah,
it's look how you're
No, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I would much rather give.
I'd rather have Brandon Aubrey for $7 million than Kenneth Murray.
Yeah.
I get that totally.
Yeah.
I get that totally. But, yeah, I feel like, man, how about you build a better team so that you can just handle the Giants as you should have been able to?
Right.
You know, like, you like the idea of Aubrey hitting a walk-off field goal in Denver versus the Broncos. It's a grinded-out game, a legit team. Right. You needed Brandon Aubrey to beat the Giants? Yeah. You have so many freaking holes, dude.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
So I'm not going to prioritize him when I have the worst defense in football.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, even in this conversation, I'm still letting the running back walk, and I'm keeping Aubrey.
Next question I have for you in the last couple minutes here. I mentioned Aaron Whitecotton as a coach, and it kind of feels like that he's getting a little bit of a pass.
Yeah, Eberflus is the meat shield.
Yeah, he's the guy that's taking all the arrows right now. Should there be some concern about Aaron Whitecotton? And I will say, and I'll ask you, this is the question. Like, who are you most disappointed in between, like, Sam Williams and Dante Fowler? And you can even put Donovan Ezeraku in there if you want.
Yeah. I would say, I mean,
James Houston as well. I mean, you look at is it the edge problem, a talent problem, or a coaching problem?
There's a mix here, but I would say, like, if you still have Micah Parsons, we're probably not talking near as much about the edge.
See, they went a whole training camp without Micah Parsons ever taking a rep. But you know what? We got fooled at training camp.
We did.
We got fooled by pass rush that we thought against tackles that are kind of right below average to below average right now.
Right. That's what happened.
We got fooled. And I wonder if they got fooled by it as well. I wonder if they got fooled with the defensive end's pass rush ability.
Yeah, they're beating Nate Thomas.
Yeah.
They're beating Guyton and Steele.
Yeah.
And those are
Adeniji.
Yeah, Adeniji, like that's not what you're seeing on a Sunday to Sunday basis for the most part. But that's the thing though, is then you get to like a team like the Chargers, and that's who you are. You're facing Adeniji basically when you're facing the Chargers, and you still could do nothing.
There's this year the Dallas Cowboys defense. I'm going to say this: they faced Dallas's offensive line at times has been bad, but never as bad as some of the teams that they've played.
Right.
When you look at like compromised offensive lines.
Yeah.
And I wonder, is that talent or is that coaching?
Well, there's certainly a mix there. I mean, by and large, the defense is there's a lack of talent.
Yeah.
And there is some big time issues with the coaching for sure. Yeah. Looking at the edge stuff, I'd probably be more disappointed with the Ezeraku stuff.
Yeah.
Fowler, sure. I mean, he should have been a better pass rusher this year. Sam Williams was a total hope. We've seen Sam Williams for a long time now. He's coming off the injury.
Right.
There wasn't. And James Houston, that's a late, you don't have expectations for these guys.
Yeah.
For Ezeraku, you do. You're a second round pick.
Yeah.
And in training camp, you looked worthy of that.
You did.
As a pass rusher.
You did.
And now you only look worthy of that as a run defender.
Yeah. And you're not winning against guys that were these offensive tackles in the National Football League. You played better offensive tackles at college and wore them out.
Yeah.
You can't win against a compromised offensive lineman. That's concerning.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. Krusty's Corner here on a Monday in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. We will talk with Ian Fitzsimmons, all things college football playoff at 4:20. But right now, let's get you a big board report. 877-881-1053. Ask Broadus all the draft questions. We do it next right here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.